What would you do with him? You might... Okay, when your wife comes home tonight, you might say that this afternoon... What? You'd say, I
ran off today, uptown maybe.
Well, like what you're doing right now, you'd say...
Oh, I just took it easy all day today. Sit around the house, maybe.
Well, what are you doing with me?
We have an interview on... It was, pertaining to your education.
Okay. Well, about what we're doing, like, right now, what am I doing to you?
Well,
I am kind of
composing a little, difference in languages and history of the county and state and the family.
Mm-hmm.
So forth, relaxing also.
I hope so. Okay, you might say that you'd live in a frame, what?
House.
And, what kind of different houses are there?
Well, there's the frames and the bricks and the granite house, stucco house,
mm-hmm.
condominiums, townhouses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, what kind of buildings? You said you grew up on a farm?
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the buildings on the farm and, you know, what they were for.
Well, we had a big barn, really, for house all the animals and kept the feed in there also. And we had another barn we kept the machinery in, what they did agriculture with. And, of course, we had everybody at that time raised hogs, you know, we had a hog barn, more or less for the grown hogs,
mm-hmm.
when they're raising the small pigs, called a farrowing house. When the pigs litter, they call them a hog farrowing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess that's about all the houses we had. We had the garage built on the back of the house, and, they kept machinery and the wagons, and we had a buggy also, you know. And sometimes when we lived out there, it was kind of a difficult job to get to the kill, which is only 5 miles, but I have seen take two big horses, all they could do to pull a single horse buggy to the kill. The roads would be so muddy in the winter when it was rainy.
Yeah.
Be knee deep to the horses almost.
Well, did y'all ever grow corn?
Oh, sure.
Farm? What would you store it? What would you call the building that you'd store?
Oh, that was a crib, but a bin.
Mm-hmm.
We were going, we had that too, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
We had another house too, it was stored out of cottonseed in.
Mm-hmm.
After they gin the cotton out in the fall, they bring it back home, you know, keep it till next spring. Some of it, sell some of it, some of it to use.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, when you have a cotton, take your cotton gin. You either have a choice of selling your seed there with your cotton, or bring your cotton back home, either one. Of course, cotton didn't take too much of a shelter for that, you know, for water doesn't penetrate a bale of cotton much.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do is keep it off the ground wet when it gets soiled.
Mm-hmm.
You could really sit outside and put another rain on all winter and it wouldn't really hurt you much. Turn it dark on the outside, but that degrades it when they go to sell it.
Yeah.
Cleaner it is, naturally better it is, along with the staple is better it is.
Yeah. Okay, what would you call a building or a part of a building where you'd store grain?
Store grain?
Mm-hmm.
There are many things I did a while ago, the crib or the barn or the silo.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call it anything else?
Well, nothing else.
Maybe. Big one, maybe not on the farm, but just a very big building for storing.
Oh, the elevators, I believe they call those, and the mills where they manufacture feeds and stuff, flour.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what it would be other than silo, maybe. Silo doesn't store that. It does, too, in a way. But mostly in this part of the country, where the silo is, where they store, they have a hammer mill or machine that grinds up the corn stalk and everything in the put it into this silo,
mm-hmm.
and it stays in there during the winter, then they feed the cattle off of it.
Oh, I see.